Okay, today's daf will do is Yevamis, Ayin Vav Mabeist, Ayin Zayin Amar Aleph. The Mishnah there discusses the halachas of who you're allowed to marry, who and you're not allowed to marry. So the Mishnah says, Amoni u'Moavi, Asurim v'Yisuran Yisur Olam. Ammon and Moav are excluded. If they become Jewish, you still can't marry them. The males are totally always an Isur Lavo Bakohol, and it's forever. Aval Nekevoseim u'Teres Miyad. But the women, Amoni v'lo Amonis, Moavi v'lo Moavis, so those, they are Mutter. Mitzri and Adomi are different. That's only three generations, as the Torah says. Rabbi Shimon matters their Nekevus Miyad also, not for now. But either way, that's the halacha of Amon and Moav. Amoni v'lo Amonis, Moavi v'lo Moavis. The Gemara tells the story of David HaMelech. The Gemara adds in some details that do not appear in the text of the Tanakh. So what did the Torah tell us? That David HaMelech fells the giant Goliath in just a little while from here, 10-15 minutes here from Beit Shemesh, and the Gemara tells us the conversation that happened on the battlefield. Amar le doeg ha'adomi, after Shaul HaMelech looks out and says, wow, who killed the giant? Right? Is he fit to be the Melech? Amar le doeg ha'adomi, ad shata mashal avim haganu l'malchus imlav, before you ask if he's fit to be the king or not, Shaul alavim roi lovo bakalim lav, why don't you ask if he could marry into the fold or not? Right? Doeg ha'adomi, the master Baal Lashon Hara, as he's known as in Chazal. My time, what's the issue? The kasimi rusam o'avia, he comes from Rus. And the Torah says, lo yavo Amon and Moav. Amon and Moav are excluded. Amar le Avner Tanina. Avner says, what do you mean? We learned in a braisa. Amoni v'lo Amonis, Moavi v'lo Moavis. It's only the males. So Doeg starts making trouble. What, only the males? Elameata, mamzer v'lo mamzeres. Right, what about mamzer is only the males? So the Gemara says, no. Mamzer ksiv mum zor. No, mamzer is mum zar, any type of strangeness or zar, and that would include even the females. Rashi is kol sheishbo mum zaris, anyone who has that mum of not zaris. Mitzri v'lo mitzris, what about the Egyptians? Why don't you say the same type of drasha? Shiny hacha, the first time at the Torah. No, there the Torah gives the reason. Al devar shalokidim u'etzchem b'lechem u'vamayim. Dafka by Ammon and Moab, there's a reason given. Why can't they marry in? Because they didn't bring us bread and water. Darko shalish l'kadim v'lo darko shalish l'kadim. Right, the men are the ones that are taken to task, not the women. Says doe koyalem l'kadim na'anashim l'kras anashim v'anashim l'kras nashim. What do you mean? The men should have brought the men and the women to the women. So you can't say that's the only reason. So Ishtik Avner has something to say. V'yad v'yomar melech sha'alata ben ze ben mize ha'alem. Right, so all of a sudden there's like tension on the battlefield. Shaul HaMelech says, who find out who that is? Hasam kari lenar, hachi kari le'elem. Is he called a nar or an elem? Hachi ka'amar le. Elem is from the Lashon of nis'alma mimcha. They didn't know the halacha. It disappeared from them. Say v'shal b'beis ha'medrash. Go ask in the beis medrash. Shaul amru le. They said, amoni v'lomo amonis, v'lomi v'lomo avis. They haven't started to say, no, just the men, not the women. Akshilu doeg kolani kushasa. And doeg, who was known as one of the Gdoli Adar, asked them all these kashas, Ishtiku. And they remained silent. They didn't have an answer. Boy Lachruzi Ale, they were about to be machriz by David HaMelech, that it is Eino Roi Lavu Bakal. And what happens? Amasa saves the day. Umiad v'amasa benish ushmo Yisra Yisraeli asher boy alavi gal bas nachash. Luxiv Yisra Yishmaeli. What happens? Malame, we darshan from Sukkim Shechogar Achargo Ki Yishmael. He gets up like a Yishmaelite. He gets up with his sword, v'amar, and he says, Kol Mishe Eino Shomei Alach Azu Yitok HaBacher. Whoever doesn't listen to this is going to pay for it. Kach b'kubanim beis dino shel Shmuel haramasi. I have a mesora going back to Shmuel Hanavi. Amoni v'lo amonis, Moavi v'lo Moavis. That's it. Don't ask me any kashas. And that's he laid down the law. And that is what Baruch Hashem we paskin. And Doeg's argument was fell to the wayside. But again, this is the Gemara about the defense of David HaMelech. Fascinating question, not for us now. Why was this even in David HaMelech's lineage? You know, you would think David HaMelech should have the purest, most pristine lineage, and yet comes from Ammon and Moab. Kasha, not for now. But this is the Gemara. Yevamis Ayin Vav Ayin Zayin. Okay, we will stop here.